From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We focus on club activities, and they are important, but I'm guessing that there are probably more amateurs around who don't belong to a club than do these days. So what can we all do to assist these unattached hams in enjoying and growing their interest in the hobby? It is hard to describe the interests of the so-called average amateur with a diverse range of pursuits that make up this recreation. One time you could scan the horizon and distinguish the antenna structures that mark the nesting spot of the radio amateur. These days, with internet access, the obvious is no longer obvious, because the person could be streaming content on a video conference or operating a remote station in another part of the world. One time you could tell that you had found the inner sanctum of this creature's nest by the impedimenta found there. The Morse key was ubiquitous, and the microphone not far behind. Today you could see what many domestic spaces accommodate, a computer installation with maybe a couple of monitors, and you would be forgiven for not recognising the person sitting on a swivel chair with a mixing console and boom microphone is not really working from home, but working the world via amateur radio. Such is the march and influence of changing technology that what makes a radio amateur means such different things to different people. And this brings me around to the dilemma, which is the question that I raised. How do we facilitate the lone amateur in pursuing his hobby? The screen has replaced the monitor as a feature of life and is no longer an esoteric item on an expensive GPS or would-be miniature computer. So I ask you whether the printed page is still relevant in spreading the word, or should it be supplanted by a digital format with the capacity to print out as required by the reader? News is a fast-moving and compendious beast which never stops for sleep or public holidays, and we are fortunate that we have a messaging system available to WIA members via the MemNet service and to subscribers via email and Facebook and Twitter. Should we be using the social media and other internet platforms on a regular basis to spread the word? To spread the amateur radio news headlines on perhaps a daily basis? Would this in fact give rise to information overload for some people? I may be biased, but the WIA broadcast news service is well regarded and respected around the world, and consistently attracts listeners to weekly broadcasts, text and audio streams. It seems this service may be hitting the mark as the audience remains. So have I answered the question of how better to keep the lone amateur? Most definitely not. But hopefully I have pitched some ideas to build upon for a better future for the solo member, the clubs and the whole amateur community. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.